What up, Primers? JC here. Can't get enough of Footy Prime the podcast? Why not head over to Footy Prime's YouTube? Head to youtube.com/footyprime for exclusive video content. Then make your way over to wearefootyprime.com for all things Footy Prime, including our official gear from Admiral and our One Ball Gin from Nickel 9 Distillery. And make sure to follow and subscribe across all platforms, from Twitter to Instagram to Facebook to TikTok. Footy Prime has got you covered for all things footy. Thanks so much for listening, and back to the show.
Oi, the boys and girls on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language, and sometimes the tales can get quite adult in nature, so keep the volume down if there are kiddies around, and thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty,
it's time to get this party started. You know that we are the number one show. So grab your fucking mitts and now it's time to go. Cause it's the
booty booty.
It's time to get this party started. It's the
booty booty.
It's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jimmy, JC. All we know and all we talk about is
booty booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
You're listening to FP Presents White Caps, Three Questions. Footy Prime, your almost daily footy fix.
It's good to kind of reach you like a new audience and stuff. So yeah, I appreciate
for sure.
It too.
Exactly. Yeah. And then when you're ready to talk more about your podcast, let us know.
As you know, with these projects, like, it's hard to find the time for that. There's everything else that has actual money coming in. And then there's this thing.
The passion project, right?
Yeah, I know exactly. What you mean.
So I haven't got time for a fucking
just
passion project.
Time. Yeah. And then try explaining it to the wife, right? Like,
yeah, no kidding.
What'd you do all day?
Well, it's got potential. It's got potential.
Yeah, it's got. Yeah.
Hey, man, that's potential? How Footy Prime began. It's got potential.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I hope it still has. Jesus.
Feed my kids with potential.
Anyway, it's Vancouver. Three questions, everyone. That was Asa Raymond. You can hear his voice there. I'm James Sharman, of course. No Craig today. He'll be back with us next week for Vancouver Three Questions. He's a pro athlete, so he forgets his life schedule. Because he's an ex-pro athlete and they have difficulty remembering stuff. But listen, Asa, let's get to Vancouver. You had to sit idly by last weekend and watch most of the other teams kick off MLS. Painful, I'm sure, for Whitecaps fans. But to begin with, before we get to the three questions per se, such a highly rated team by so many this year, unless, of course, you live in the south of the border, in which case, yeah, some reason, there's no respect.
What they're doing.
No. Yeah. Is the vibe around the club different this year?
I think so. I think that this is becoming a mature group. They're kind of growing as a team, building off of each season. They've had the Canadian Championship success. I think that that's something that they always want to achieve now, and that's good. That's a good expectation, a healthy expectation for them to win the Canadian Championship every season, but also kind of switching the focus and understanding that they need to achieve more in the regular season, and that'll set them up for success in the MLS playoffs. So the vibe for the team right now, heading into this season, is pretty strong, pretty optimistic, confident, and really with a chip on the shoulder as well, wanting to prove something to show that they belong and people should notice. Tristan Blackman was asked about it just the other day, Tuesday after training, and he mentioned that they don't really pay attention to what other people are saying, but at the same time, you can tell in his tone and in his body language that it does matter. They want people to notice. They want people to kind of mention the Vancouver Whitecaps as one of the top teams in the league. And they feel like they've performed like one of the better teams in the league the last few seasons, especially when they're firing. They can score goals. They're good defensively. They're an entertaining team to watch as well. They create chances. They're great going forward, very fluid, some young attacking talent as well. So they have a lot of great positives and a fun team to watch. If they were in a bigger, maybe American market, I think there'd be a lot more buzz about this team.
And the fans too. The fans do they like this team? Because look at TFC, for example, right? The fans have such little trust for the team, despite a decent week one. Overall, the fan base need to prove it to the fan base. Where does the fan base stand right now with Whitecaps?
Yeah, that's an interesting one too. I think that the fan base has kind of been hurt, burned a little bit, so they're a little hesitant to really jump on board. But you saw it last year when they're rolling. Yeah, the soccer fans here, the footy fans, really get on board. And like I said, there's a lot to like about this team. It's very exciting, entertaining to watch. So there's going to be a great crowd for this home opener against Charlotte on the weekends. And the Whitecaps are really pushing for that home support and the crowd. They want to open up the upper level they have for this game. The home opener, they've got some big dates for the 50-year anniversary for the club. And then hoping Messi comes as well. Inter Miami has a date here in Vancouver, just to hope he's on the pitch. So, yeah, there's a lot of excitement and buzz about the club going into this year.
You know he's not playing, right?
Breaking news, you're dropping
well,
right
come on, he's not playing. No, he insists on certain types of grass.
No, then
we'll you never know. Listen, you never know. Let's hope so. But I don't think any of the Canadian teams have seen this year. But anyway, he's not important.
No, there's that's right. To, who are we talking about?
More to MLS than Lionel Messi.
Yeah, don't talk about Messi. Yeah, don't talk about Messi.
We refuse to, damn it, on this podcast, unless he comes to Vancouver and plays. The three questions today will be slow starts for Vancouver in recent years. Has that been addressed? Is this Ali Ahmed's breakout season? Or was it last season? And this season will make or break on this player's performance. So I'm going to pick out one player who will be defined in many ways this year's Vancouver Whitecaps season. Okay, so let's start with the slow starts over the last number of years. I think it took six games last year for the first win, for example. The team did recover. But
Vanny Santini addressed that right away when he talked about it on Tuesday. Basically the fact that, they looked good through the first few games last season, but you're right, didn't get that first win until the sixth game last season. And that was something that we were talking about going into last season, the fact that they start slow. So that's something they want to address. They said that they've paid a little bit more attention to detail coming into this year. The team has really come together. There's a core that's been together for the last few years and experienced the struggles throughout this season. They've seen now over the last 2 years how that affects them down the stretch as well and what that means in the playoff picture and hoping to avoid a team like LAFC, the team that knocked them out in the first round last year. So they obviously want to start strong, and it starts with that game against the Charlotte FC. They've looked good, I think, in Tigres for three of the four halves, so there's some optimism there with just the way that they're playing. It may take a little bit for some of the new players to come and settle in, but for the most part, I think they feel pretty good about the health of the club right now and just the way they're playing. And I think there is a greater emphasis on the first few games, that first one in particular, Charlotte at home. I think that they feel like that's lined up for them as well. They missed out on the first week, so essentially having a bye through the first week. But they've played. They've trained. They had the two matches against Tigres. So they don't feel like they're coming into this one cold by any means.
Now, of course, the big, I guess, factor is that Vanni Sartini won't be on the sidelines for the first six games. Michael D'Agostini will take his place in the sidelines. How different is he to Sartini on the sidelines?
Oh, well, Sartini's pretty unique, as you know.
And yeah.
Vanni actually, he joked about it when he was talking about, what can be different this year. He's like, well, I won't be there. Maybe that'll give us some luck, right? Just to change things up to start the season. He's quick. He's funny. He's clever. And Dag's very calm, calculated. They talk a lot. And that's one thing that Vanni Sartini mentioned. You know, throughout the game, yes, you won't be there on the touchline, but D'Agostino's very confident and comfortable, and a young coach as well, who's looking to get his minutes and have an impact on the team. He has some experience. He's had to do this before. So I think the team feels pretty confident, and the coaching staff as well feels confident in what Mike can bring to the table. And it shouldn't change too much. The philosophy going in, Vanni Sartini mentioned, everything's done kind of throughout the week. The club knows. He says the one, I guess, big difference, and the one thing that Vanny really misses out on, he said, is the halftime talk. And obviously a passionate person, he likes to kind of get the team going with the halftime speech, I'm sure, and then the tactical changes as well. So that's the one part that might be missing, but a lot of trust and faith in Mike D'Agostino.
What other rules do you know? I forget the rules in MLS for suspended coaches. They can be in the stadium, but not have any contact with the players, essentially. Is that what it is?
That's right. And so he'll be in a designated area, a press box, a nice seat, not far from where we'll be calling the game from on the radio call. So, a good view of it, but not close enough to have any impact on the game.
But he can't communicate with his staff on the sidelines?
No.
Will he?
No, he won't be, no.
Will he? Because every suspended coach I've ever seen has an earpiece close by.
Right. I have to ask him, Charms. We'll get him on for you.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that he'll do anything, illegal, but would I put it past Vanni Sartini? I kind of hope he does, actually, because that's just, build into the myth of the man. Do you find that, Vancouver are really just victims and defined by their recent past? you know, more than other clubs perhaps, because they haven't had that success really. Like TSC had the one great year, two great years, maybe three. But Vancouver's always kind of struggled, it seems, late in the season. And unfairly, people are judging them by that.
Right. And they've kind of owned this reputation now because they've done it. And
it's unfair. I don't like it, but that just seems to be the narrative around the team.
Right. Unless they change things. So I guess until things change, that'll be the story. But, you know, the team has finished the season strong in recent years. It's, as you mentioned before, it is the start, and they end up chasing it. And it's something that we talk about as well on the radio broadcast. It feels like throughout so much of the season, it is just a slog to like get through the game and get above the bubble, get above the playoff line. It seems like every pre-match show, and coming off a win, they're like, oh, they've got a bit of breathing room, 2 points above the line, and then they'll drop it and they'll be just below it. And they're just fighting for so much of the season. And that has sort of been their reputation over the last few years. And I think this year, with the stronger starts, maybe they can give themselves a little bit more room and then have some confidence as well, play with confidence and really establish themselves as one of the best teams in the West, because I think they believe they are coming into the season.
Yeah, I love the way, you know, the term you use, chip on their shoulders. And I think they should have, given the lack of belief around the league for this team, who played, like I said, really well down the stretch there last year, had their moments in the playoffs too, but still crashed out in the second round, right?
Yeah, and that's just it. If you don't watch them play, you don't see it, it's hard to really get an understanding, because they don't have those big names. They, and generally don't have those highlight reel moments, I guess, either, where, you know, Bernardeschi or Insigne give you these highlight goals, Messi every week. We're going to talk about him again. But those highlight moments that get shared and for the Whitecaps to create a lot of good chances, but sometimes it's just a tap in or shot that's drilled off of Brian White's head and in, you know, and it doesn't circulate the same way.
Yeah, absolutely. To a star in the making, if not already, Ali Ahmed. I mean, when I phrased this question to begin with, will it be his breakout season? I thought, is that unfair to him, because he was so good last year? Was that his breakout season? But it seems he's got another gear to hit as well.
That's exactly what I would say, Sean. So I think there are levels to this, right? And when you're talking about like highlights and engaging, exciting moments that can be shared on socials that everyone starts raving about, he's the one that provides it. He's pretty to watch. Just him getting involved in the attack. He's silky smooth with the ball at his feet. He's electric. He takes people on. He can give you those moments. He can give you those moments, not just for everyone in the country, but the people in the stands. BC plays. He'll get you off your seat. And because of injury, unfortunately, last year, we just didn't see enough of it. So, yes, a breakout season last year, because we got to see what he can do, but we didn't see enough of it. And I think if he's healthy this season, we'll see it on a more regular basis. And that's the really exciting part, because I think then you're talking about an impact player, not just for the Vancouver Whitecaps, but for Canada as well. This guy's a difference maker. I saw him at training. I know he's coming off of surgery, so it might be a slower start, but he looks ahead of schedule. He said he's ahead of schedule. Saw him at training on Tuesday, looked fit, looked fine, playing with everybody, no restraints. He's full go, taking people on, and he's so much fun to watch. So he might be available this weekend, and could see him on the pitch in the next couple weeks here. And he's just a delight to be around. I think the players love him as well, but so much fun to watch.
Is he a surefire starter this year? 100%? Or
healthy,
he's going to earn that, yeah?
Healthy, I think he is, just because of what he provides. I mean, he's really fun to watch off the bench because he provides a bit of spark. But I think, yeah, you look at Ali, what he's done so far, what he means to this team. And you need those players in any league, in any level, that can kind of unlock a defense, whether it's with a pass or by beating people. Otherwise, it can get really stagnant, fun, tiki-taka stuff that just gets moved in the periphery. But if no one's kind of giving you that numerical advantage, how do you really score? Gold is a great guy that can do it, obviously. Vite can do it with a pass. You got Krylak and Brian White that'll be waiting for service. And then who else is there? You have to believe it's Ali Ahmed, who can take people on and create scoring opportunities for the Vancouver Whitecaps.
Not to rain on the parade of Vancouver Whitecaps fans, but what is the long-term plan for Ali Ahmed? Is he a guy that is going to leave, and does he have ambitions to play at a higher level overseas at some point?
That's an interesting story, because I think that he's a player who's just kind of always worked to prove himself.
Yeah.
To show that he can fit at this level. And then he does And he's done it now at MLS. So it may be too early to say, but also, why not, Sharms? You know, if he proves that he can be one of the best young players in the league, yeah, you may see him move on, but we don't have to worry about that right now. Let's enjoy him.
I know, you're right.
He's the reason, great player to watch, yeah.
The reason I ask, and listen, I'm not making the comparison between him and Fonzie. Right? I'm not, but just you do, listen, MLS, you see young players making a name for themselves. Generally speaking, their head's going to be turned at some point to go overseas. Is Fonzie getting much play this week in Vancouver with the rumored move to Real Madrid and just seeing where that career's gone?
It is, Tons of talk everywhere. Yeah. No, Fonzie, obviously a big name in this country, but especially here in Vancouver. So everyone watching that one closely, listening to Footy Prime, I'm sure, hearing your guys' thoughts on the potential move to Real Madrid there. Yeah, would be exciting to see him move on, obviously. And it just a fun player to watch. And similar, I guess. Yeah, I see the comparison just as far as like an entertaining young player with tons of upside and then an opportunity to continue to grow. And you've seen the impact that that's had on Alphonso Davies. If any young player were able to catch the attention of a big club in Europe, obviously it'd be great for their career. And you wouldn't want to hold them back, right?
Well, you can't either, right? You have to nurture that relationship, right? And then maybe one day they return, the prodigal son, one of those great stories.
What up, Primers? It's JC, that guy. Don't miss a second of Premier League action only on FuboTV. Subscribe at FuboTV.com/FootyPrime. With Serie A, League One, and One Soccer 2, you can get it all at FuboTV.com/FootyPrime. Now, back to the show.
When you look at, you know, Vancouver, and there's still a DP spot available, is it not?
Yes.
There is. Now, the narrative around this team for years has been they're not prepared to spend lots of money, you know. They're not going to do a TFC and throw money at great signings like Lorenzo Insigne. Is the money there if needed, or when that right player becomes available?
Yeah, I think that's the key, right, Sharms? Whenever you're talking about the Vancouver Whitecaps, it's always been the right player, the right fit. That's something that Axel Schuster has said over and over again. And you look at the track record, for the most part, for the big names, they've done quite well. Sergio Cordova, bit of a flop last year, didn't quite work out. But you look at the key pieces for this club right now in Gold and Kubas, the core, the backbone of this team, I think as good as it gets for their respective positions and what they do. So the Whitecaps definitely want to hit. I don't see them being a big name splash signing team, but they are a team that does their due diligence and wants to make sure that they get the right fit in here. And so much of it is a culture fit as well. Getting good character guys that want to perform and be a part of something special here in Vancouver. I understand that they are still looking, but no idea of the names or who they might be looking at this time.
Well, more and more now in MLS anyway, that the big name player is rarer and rarer, right? You're seeing these clubs going for the lesser known young player with massive potential.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the right way to go, because then you're building for the future, you're building a core, you're building an identity as opposed to like a one-year rental almost, right? You hope to, you make a cup run, you win what you can with those players towards the end of their career. But for the most part, this has worked out so far for the Vancouver Whitecaps, those two in particular, Gold and Kubas, here to stay for a while now, and really a part of the fabric of the team.
And the city too, right? Which is a big thing. They've really, Gold in particular, have really embraced that football culture.
That's exactly it. Yeah, they love the culture, they love the city, and then it shows on the pitch as well, right? You want a player, a person that, because they're people, right? At the end of the day, they're not just video game characters that you plug into any team, right?
They are.
They've got to enjoy what they're doing, and you're right. They've fit into the city, and so many of the players here have, and that's I think a big part of their success.
On that note, then, the final question is, the season for the Whitecaps will be made or broken on this player's performance. Who is that going to be, Asa?
Yeah, I think for the last couple of months, I've been thinking Ali Ahmed, just in the offseason, coming into this year, it's kind of been Ali Ahmed, and I talked about him a little bit because I feel like there's another level to his game and he can take another step. But actually, it's one of the newcomers. I think Fafa Pico, seeing him at training, he's a special player. He loves to get the ball. I always thought of him and I've seen him as a player that kind of stays wide and can go at people at pace. He's got tons of pace. But he also likes to really get involved in the attack and he's fun to watch. So I think Fafa Pico is probably the one player that can really help solidify this group. Especially when you think about like Richie Leroy, who's moved on and is going to TFC, or is that TFC, I should say. And they need a player, I think, in the wide areas, but just to provide something extra in the attack. Fafa Pico is one that they've brought in. And I think there's still like a lot left in his tank. And he's a veteran in this league. And that's the one player I'd say can kind of take them to the next level.
Do you think, and obviously weird transfers and MLS and the windows, we understand that, but do you think the team will look very different by the end of this year than it begins this weekend?
I think it'll look different, but I do think that they'll, yeah, have a couple more moves in them, but the core has been stable for the last while. I don't see any of those pieces moving. It would be periphery players, probably another one in the attack. But for the most part, I think the team will stay intact, look very similar, maybe two or three new faces, which, yeah, I guess by MLS standards isn't a whole lot because you're right, there's quite a bit of change throughout the year.
We know I'm looking forward to actually talking about a match with you next week. Right, sir?
Yeah, that'll be fun. We'll get to break down
two season preview pods, which are great. It's been fantastic. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
No, it's been great. You know, I think the Whitecaps could well fly the flag high for Canada this year.
Yeah, that's the hope. That's the hope. But yeah, we have to wait and see what happens after Saturday first, because it's so funny. There's so much open optimism. We'll see how they come out on Saturday and we'll get a better idea.
Yeah, absolutely. No, this has been fun. Thanks a lot, mate. I really do appreciate it as always. And for those of you in Vancouver, where can you hear Asa during the game's broadcast?
Yeah, great. The pregame show on Saturday will start at 3:30 and it'll be on AM 7:30 on the radio. You can listen online as well. And then, the kickoff will have the full broadcast kickoff just after 4:30. And then the post-match show as well, which is always fun. And yeah, with it being the 50-year anniversary, we'll have some special guests for the pregame show and the postgame show as well. So definitely wanted to tune in for all of it.
Yeah, are there some big events planned throughout the year for the 50-year anniversary for Vancouver?
Yeah, there will be quite a few events throughout the season. First one kicking off the season should be a fun one. Plenty of festivities around the matches themselves, but some of the old alumni as well coming into town and being a part of the festivities. So yeah, it should be a really fun season.
Yeah, Footy Prime is planning at some point to get out there.
Yes!
We really want to this year. We really want to. And we'll do all we can to do that because I haven't been to a Whitecaps game ever in my life outside of Toronto, of course.
Good.
So, I look forward to it because, hey, listen, if we could relocate to Vancouver, I'd be just fine with that. Trust me. Love myself some mountains and ocean.
Yeah. Got to open a pie shop here. Is that in the talks?
Yeah, it's definitely in the thoughts. We're going through some processes right now that allows us to maybe get across the country with our pies. But are you kidding me? I told the wife, I said, listen, if we can find out a way to open up something in Vancouver, I would be
looking into it.
I would relocate in a second.
Be your Western correspondent for.
Hey, listen, can you make pies?
I'll learn.
You give a pastry? Okay, well, I'll teach you. Okay.
Yeah, let's do this. That's be another amazing. Podcast, another channel.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, a podcast. Hey, there's something to that as well. There is. I like that. All right, this has been Whitecaps Three Questions. If you haven't heard TFC Three Questions or Montreal Three Questions, give them a whirl, even if you hate those teams. And if you listen to this podcast, you probably hate those teams, but it's still a different perspective. A good one to listen to. So thanks, mate. Really appreciate it, Asa. And we'll speak to you again next week.
Thank you.
This episode of Footy Prime has been brought to you by Fubo TV and by Tony Bat. Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter at @footy_prime and on Instagram at @footyprimeig. And visit wearefootyprime.com and sign up for our newsletter.
Brilliant. Great.
That was really fun, man. I flew by.
Yeah.
What up, Primers? JC here. Can't get enough of Footy Prime the podcast? Why not head over to Footy Prime's YouTube? Head to youtube.com/footyprime for exclusive video content. Then make your way over to wearefootyprime.com for all things Footy Prime, including our official gear from Admiral and our One Ball Gin from Nickel 9 Distillery. And make sure to follow and subscribe across all platforms, from Twitter to Instagram to Facebook to TikTok. Footy Prime has got you covered for all things footy. Thanks so much for listening, and back to the show.